This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled to be joined today by David Berger, Dr. Berger. Dr. Berger is the Chief Executive Officer of University Hospitals downstate in Brooklyn. Dr. Berger is going to talk to us about how strategy is evolving, big priorities this year, and more. Dr. Berger, can you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about your background for the audience?
Sure. Thanks, Scott. And I appreciate this opportunity. So I am a surgeon by training. I actually went to medical school at Downstate and did my general surgery at Downstate. And then I did a surgical oncology fellowship at MD Anderson and was pursuing a track as an academic surgeon. And then I really got into management and leadership and sort of took a detour in my career and started focusing on hospital leadership. I was CMO. Chief Clinical Officer and Chief Operating Officer at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center. And last year, I was fortunate to be recruited back to my home institution where I trained, University Hospital of Brooklyn and Downstate Health Sciences University, to be the CEO. And it's really been an amazing journey the last 7 months, and I've been honored to be able to contribute back to my home institution. So that's who I am.
Just magnificent. And talk for a moment, Dr. Berger. You come back to lead the university hospital system and talk about what that's like to come back. How do you look at things? How do you assess strategies to get started again? How do you approach that?
Yeah, so really how you approach it is you spend a lot of time talking to people and listening about what's going on. And not just the faculty and the docs, although they're in a really critical part of the healthcare delivery system, but spending time on the units, meeting the staff. We did a couple of things to really try to get a sense of the pulse of the organization. The first thing we did was we had a tour called Bagels with Berger. And every week I would spend an hour on one of the units and meet the staff. We provided breakfast and just learn about what was going on. The other thing I did was I had focus groups of different work groups, just to get a sense of why people were at Downstate, what they saw as the future, what were the problems, really to get a pulse of the organization. And then once I started understanding that, what I did was evaluated my senior leadership team, identify what the strengths and weaknesses were. And I've turned over some of those positions and I've added some positions to that leadership team. And I'm pretty much finished really building a strong leadership team. The last position we are currently recruiting for is a VP for quality and safety. But that was really the first things. And right now we're in the middle of our strategic planning. We're in budget session. So we're really engaged in a full out strategic plan for the next year, as well as for the next 5 years for the organization.
And is there a sense of what that strategy looks like for the next 3 to 5 years, or is that really to be discussed and determined in the strategic planning process?
Yeah, so we're in the middle, but we've accomplished a fair amount. And when I look at any organization as in healthcare, I think there's really, when you're looking at the 60,000 foot view, there's five things that I look at for the overall health of the organization. So the first thing is the employee engagement. The second thing is patient satisfaction. And I put employee engagement before patient satisfaction because I really feel if you don't have happy, engaged employees, you're never going to have success at moving the needle on patient satisfaction. So employee engagement, patient satisfaction, and then quality. And the measure I look at the institutional level for to determine what's going on with quality is the mortality observed to expected. And then the fourth thing I look at is efficiency. And the metric I look at to measure efficiency is the time from when a patient comes to our emergency department until they get a bed on the on one of the units if they're being admitted. And then finally, the fifth thing, and everyone looks at this is the issue of financial health. So with those five key things being measured, we have seven pillars within our strategic plan right now. So first thing is workforce engagement, and we want to be the top place to work in Brooklyn, in our market. The second thing is service excellence, and we want to have the highest level of patient care experience. The third thing is quality and patient safety, and we're beginning a high reliability journey. As I mentioned, the fourth thing is operational efficiency. And then if you're looking at financial health, most importantly is growth, and we're in the process of trying to build an integrated delivery system. When I got here and previously, downstate was very insular in terms of delivery of clinical care. While we have an outstanding medical school and outstanding residency programs that we share in a dispersed manner throughout the borough of Brooklyn, our clinical platform has been very, very focused just on the University Hospital. And as we move from, a production model to more of a value-based care model, we really need to reach out to partners within our primary and secondary service areas to be able to deliver the full continuum of care to our patients. So we're working really hard to build an integrated network right now.
When you look at this role of coming back to your home institution as chief executive officer, do you sort of view that as the role of a lifetime?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And certainly it is what I would consider a role of a lifetime. When I was a student or resident, I never thought I would be here as the chief executive officer. I thought I was going to pursue a typical academic track, be a chair, and then potentially a dean. And certainly I had always thought about coming back as the chair of surgery or the dean of the medical school. But being able to be the CEO of the hospital really has been a capstone for my career.
And talk about this year, Dr. Berger. I mean, I have to reference Bagels with Berger because only being a guy from Skokie myself, can I say, would that only play in a place like Brooklyn and Skokie, or can you do that any place?
I think you can do it any place. I think the United States has become very diverse with internet and travel. Everyone, I think, gets the reference. I think, in Houston, we had plenty of bagel shops. I think you can go just about anywhere in America these days, and they would know what you mean when you're saying you're going to have bagels with burger.
Great. I love that. And when you look at this year, what are you most excited about this year? When you get up in the morning, you get going. I mean, you've put together a great leadership team. Obviously, naturally, your first job coming into the institution is getting the pulse of the institution, getting your leadership team in place, trying to figure out what you have, what you don't have, and making it great, how you want it to be. What are you most excited about this year?
So I think what I'm most excited about is we're starting to build momentum around the issue of accountability and putting patients first. Now, this organization has been damaged. We've had a lot of leadership change in the last 10 years. I think I'm the seventh chief executive officer in a very short period of time. COVID really was devastating to this part of New York City. The hospital was designated by the governor as a COVID-only hospital for a period of time in the spring of 2020. So really a culture that, has suffered. So being able to start changing the conversation and building some momentum and excitement around change, specifically around the issue of changing our patient quality and our patient safety, that to me has been the most exciting thing. And we've instituted daily safety huddles. We have better accountability, putting my team in place. And then in July, we're going to be beginning our high reliability journey with an outside partner. So that's really what gets me excited, is having the opportunity to change the culture, build enthusiasm, and improve our quality and patient safety.
The last question for you, Dr. Berger. You did at some point a master's in public health at Harvard. Is that, do you use some of the things, how does that impact your thinking? Are there things there that you learned in management and more things you learned in thinking that just, that help to help your perspectives? Is there a direct correlation in that program and what you do as CEO, or is it more just helpful as a general sort of how you view the world and how you view public health?
Yeah, so I did a master's in healthcare management at the Chan School of Public Health at Harvard. And that experience has really been invaluable in how I think about things on a daily basis. So not everyone needs to get a master's degree if they're a physician and want to go into leadership. However, I think my experience was crucial in my career development. So, you know, a lot of the aspects of, you know, financial accounting, cost accounting, strategy that doctors don't routinely learn have really been important for me in how I lead and manage. But the other thing that is really valuable from my experience in that program is the people I was in class with. So my classmates have been a huge resource, but also a lot of the instructors and professors who taught have been important mentors for me. So, and mentorship, I think, is key in any type of leadership journey. And my career is defined by my mentors, but I still speak to several of my professors from that program, and they serve as important mentors and resources for me as I think about what I'm going to be doing at Downstate. So if I have a specific problem or question, I'll pick up the phone and either call a classmate or one of the professors from that program. So that is the real value of that program.
Magnificent. Dr. Berger, what a pleasure to visit with you. What a remarkable career. Great luck in leading Downstate, magnificent institution that serves so many. Thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Yeah, Scott, it's always my pleasure and privilege. Thank you so much for having me on. And I look forward to further conversations. So thank you.